Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Overview of Cloud Service Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Architecture for Frontend Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore three primary cloud service models: Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify each service model, understand their specific use cases, and recognize their advantages and limitations in the context of front-end development. Main content explanation of IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS cloud computing has transformed how businesses operate by offering flexible and scalable resources. Understanding the three primary service models, infrastructure as a service, IaaS, platform as a service, PaaS, and software as a service, SaaS, is crucial for leveraging cloud technology efficiently. Infrastructure as a service, IaaS, provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. Users can rent servers, storage, and networking capabilities, allowing them to manage their applications without investing in physical hardware. For example, companies like Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Microsoft Azure offer IaaS solutions where businesses can quickly scale up or down based on their needs, making it a perfect fit for startups or businesses with fluctuating demands. Platform as a Service, PaaS, is a cloud service model that provides a platform allowing customers to develop, run, and manage applications without the complexity of building and maintaining the underlying infrastructure. PaaS solutions, such as Google App Engine and Heroku, enable developers to focus on writing code while the service manages the server, storage, and networking. This allows for quicker development cycles and easier collaboration among teams. Software as a Service, SaaS, delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. This model eliminates the need for installation and maintenance, as users can access applications through a web browser. Examples include Google Workspace and Salesforce, which provide tools for collaboration and customer relationship management, respectively. SaaS solutions are particularly beneficial for organizations that want to ensure their teams have access to the latest software without the hassle of updates. Use cases for each service model. Understanding the practical applications of each cloud service model can help you make informed decisions for your projects. IaaS is ideal for businesses needing to build and manage their infrastructure without the upfront costs of physical servers. For instance, a finance startup might use an IaaS provider to deploy a secure environment for data analysis and storage, ensuring they can scale resources based on demand. This flexibility allows businesses to adapt quickly to changing market conditions. PaaS is beneficial for developers looking to create applications efficiently. For example, a fintech company developing a payment processing app can utilize a PaaS platform to streamline the development process, allowing for rapid deployment and iterative updates. This way, developers can focus on enhancing user experience rather than managing the infrastructure, leading to faster time to market for new features. SaaS is perfect for organizations looking to implement software solutions quickly without heavy investment. A finance company might adopt a SaaS solution for customer support, using applications like Zendesk to manage customer inquiries seamlessly. This enables teams to support clients effectively while ensuring that software maintenance and updates are handled by the service provider. The ease of use and accessibility make SaaS a compelling choice for many businesses. Advantages and limitations. Each cloud service model comes with distinct advantages and limitations that can impact your choice based on your business needs. Advantages of IaaS include cost savings from not having to invest in hardware, flexibility to scale resources, and control over the infrastructure. However, it requires technical expertise to manage and configure the virtual environment, which may be a limitation for non-technical users. Businesses need to weigh the benefits of control against the resources required to maintain that control. PaaS offers the advantage of simplifying the development process, enabling faster deployment and innovation. Developers can collaborate more easily and focus on coding rather than infrastructure management. The limitation here lies in the potential for vendor lock-in, where applications may become dependent on specific PaaS providers, making migration challenging. It's crucial for organizations to evaluate their long-term strategy when choosing a PaaS solution. SaaS provides the benefit of accessibility and ease of use, with applications available from any device with an internet connection. Additionally, it removes the burden of maintenance and updates. However, concerns about data security and compliance may arise, especially in the finance industry, where sensitive information is handled. Organizations must ensure that the SaaS providers comply with relevant regulations to mitigate these concerns. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the fundamental cloud service models, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. You learned about their unique characteristics, use cases, and the pros and cons associated with each model. By understanding these concepts, you will be better equipped to make informed decisions that align with your front-end development projects. In our next lesson, we will delve into the key components of cloud architecture, enhancing your understanding of how these models integrate into a larger framework. Reflection questions: how can your business leverage IaaS to reduce infrastructure costs while improving scalability? What advantages does PaaS offer for developing applications in a fast-paced fintech environment? In what ways can adopting SaaS solutions enhance customer engagement and support for your organization?